From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the cyber attack against Sony Pictures was carried out by someone sophisticated and with malicious intent. He stopped short of directly blaming North Korea, although top administration officials have accused the country of being centrally involved.
Regardless of who is found to be responsible for this, that the president considers it to be a serious national security matter, and it's being treated as such both in the course of the investigation, but also by leading members of the president's national security team here at the White House.
Earnest says the matter is being investigated by Justice and the FBI. Sony canceled the release of a controversial satire about a plot to assassinate North Korea's leader after hackers threatened to attack theaters that showed the film. Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is vowing to fight the administration's plans to begin normalizing relations with Cuba. NPR's Greg Allen says Rubio has again condemned the proposal during an appearance in Miami.
Rubio joined other Cuban-American members of Florida's congressional delegation to speak out against Obama's Cuba proposals. Economic engagement, he said, has done little to lessen repression in Burma, Vietnam, and China, which Rubio called the best-funded dictatorship in human history. What's not clear yet, he said, is how far-reaching the president's proposals will be. Once the regulations are written, he said Congress will scrutinize them very carefully.
I think there are still legal questions about whether some of these moves that the president has announced violate the spirit and the letter of multiple laws.
Rubio said he's also concerned Obama's concessions to Cuba may have a chilling effect on democracy in Latin America. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Colorado's recreational marijuana law is prompting a legal backlash in two other states. As Grant Gerlach of NET News reports, Nebraska and Oklahoma have filed a lawsuit claiming the Colorado statute is unconstitutional.
The two border states say Colorado's law legalizing marijuana violates federal law, which still bans the drug. They want the Supreme Court to strike it down. Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning says since Colorado legalized pot, police and courts on the border have been strained by an increasing number of marijuana cases.
While Colorado reaps millions from the production and sale of pot, Nebraska taxpayers have to bear the cost. We can't afford to divert resources to deal with Colorado's problem.
In a statement, Colorado Attorney General John Southers said he would defend the law. First, the Supreme Court has to decide whether to take up the case. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach.
Police say a New York City man has been arrested at Kennedy International Airport after TSA agents found handgun parts in his luggage. The Port Authority police spokesman says the passenger was heading to Mexico City with the parts hidden in a video game. Asian stock markets are mostly higher after a strong rally on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial soared 421 points. This is NPR News. The union representing dock workers at 29 West Coast ports says after 7 months of negotiations, there is no sign of agreement on issues holding up a new labor agreement. A spokesman for the Pacific Maritime Association says he's still awaiting a reply to the union's latest offer. Longshoremen from San Diego to Seattle, handling billions of dollars of trade with Asia, have continued to work, although their contract expired in June. Federal prosecutors say they plan to sue the city of New York over the treatment of adolescent inmates at Rikers Island. As WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports, state officials have implemented reforms at the prison in the wake of scandal over the mistreatment of teen prisoners.
Last August, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara released a scathing report that described how guards routinely beat up 16- and 17-year-old inmates and placed them in solitary confinement when it wasn't necessary. Since then, the city has made some changes, including ending solitary confinement altogether for adolescent inmates. Still, Bharara said federal prosecutors had become understandably impatient, and a lawsuit would allow for court-ordered reform that would be longer lasting. The city says it's in the process of unwinding decades of neglect at Rikers, and many of the reforms the U.S. attorney seeks are already being implemented. For NPR News, I'm Cindy Rodriguez in New York.
Australian police say 8 children have been killed at a home in the northern suburb of Cairn in Queensland State. Authorities say a woman found there is being treated for injuries, the youngest of the victims said to be just 18 months old. This is NPR News in Washington.